You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Know what's really going on with your Cleveland Browns? Get the latest information directly from the source. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and anywhere. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The big story around the league right now, DeMarcus Ware agreeing to terms with the Denver Broncos. That means the Broncos in the last 24 hours have signed DeMarcus Ware, cornerback Aqib Talib, and safety T.J. Ward, formerly of our Cleveland Browns, to contracts totaling $110 million, 60 of which is guaranteed. And all three of those guys, while very good, have missed significant time in the last couple of years. Clearly, John Elway did not like losing that Super Bowl.
No, you want to talk about bold moves. Now, these are... When you talk about risks, I mean, these even go beyond the calculated category because you're making investments in players who absolutely have had big production in this league. Most recently, of course, TJ coming off his most productive year. And the bet that John Elway is making, obviously at the behest of Tom Heckert, who had been the GM of the Browns, who was part of the drafting of TJ in the first place and believes in him wholeheartedly, is that what we saw in 2013 is going to continue in 2014 and beyond with that investment. And DeMarcus Ware, same thing. I mean, the Cowboys, this was arguably the best player the Cowboys had and the biggest difference maker. And that's the thing. I mean, you're the Broncos. You were embarrassed in the Super Bowl. You want to go back and win it. And I think the thinking they have is just put all the chips in now, go all in now with players that you are hopeful that A, stay healthy, but B, if they are and when they are, can be true difference makers.
Right, and that's what they're hoping. But I'll tell you what, it is interesting to see a team put that many resources at it, and you have some models that build it up slowly, and clearly their model is, hey, let's win as many Super Bowls as we can in the next 3 years before we have to blow this whole thing up.
Because they got paid. It's the Peyton Manning window, right, Nathan?
That's right, exactly.
It's next year, and then who knows? Really, it's 2004. I shouldn't say next year. It's this year. It's 2014 season, and then who knows? And I think that's all this reflects is this is what you're attaching to the Peyton Manning hope for one more run, and maybe you get two more. But for I think with Manning, it's a year-to-year thing, and I think these investments speak loudly about that.
Yeah, because $60 million guaranteed and three players on the defense. They're still going to have to pay Demaryius Thomas. They're still going to have to pay Julius Thomas. That's coming up as well. It's going to be interesting. We're seeing teams really make some pushes, though. We saw the Saints, who entered the day yesterday with some amongst the least cap room in the league, made a huge move in signing Jarius Byrd to the biggest safety contract ever for a safety, getting about $9 million a year. So teams are really going after it, apparently.
Teams are going after it, and again, where they are, I guess, in their respective, not only their respective place competitively, but financially. The Saints cleaned out a lot of space, a lot of cap space with the releases that they made to gear up for the Jarius Byrd signing. I mean, that was something they were targeting. Now, they've got a war going on maybe with Jimmy Graham, but what does Jimmy Graham have to do other than play there and may not be happy with the financials as it all works out with the tag he has? But guess what, Jimmy? You're going to live with that. And they have Drew Brees, and I think this is the Drew Brees window for them, taking advantage,
sure,
max advantage of what they can.
It.
And Rob Ryan's done some really good stuff with that defense. 216-578-0850.
I just want to say I'm not sad that the Cincinnati Bengals have to play the Denver Broncos next year, and we don't. Not sad about that.
You're not sad about that.
I'm not sad about that.
How about Keith of Medina? What do you got, Keith?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to find out if you could shed some light on Dimitri Patterson. I didn't think he had that bad of a year last year, but kind of was a surprise the Browns let him go, and then I just saw that he was released by Miami.
Yeah. I don't know that there is a return for Patterson in Cleveland. He had a very good game against the Browns in last year's opener. I don't know if that said as much about him as it did about the Browns' offense being woeful in that game. And as I look at Patterson, he was okay and solid here. I know to that point of, is he good enough to just be a second corner, and would he be an okay guy to be a second corner? You know, I'm not, I would say before I'd go to him, there are other names on the corner list that are probably going to be available and probably for similar, if not, you know, better money as you go forward.
And I didn't hear that he was a tremendous locker room presence as well, Dmitri Patterson. So
he wasn't.
I would be very surprised to see that happen back here. But as we said earlier, there are some good corners out there still in the market. When Aqib Talib was signed by the Denver Broncos, they pulled their offer from Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, who had a phenomenal season last year in Denver. So there are still some guys out there. As I mentioned, Terrell Brown of the 49ers is still out there, a man cover corner who would fit what the Browns are trying to do under head coach Mike Pettine. So there are certainly still some options out there. We'll see if the Browns decide to go that route at that position. Let's go now to Johnny in Cleveland. Johnny, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for having me, man. I'm just out here enjoying the weather, you know.
Yes, we all are.
Yeah.
Good for you with the snowshoes.
So my whole mindset is we haven't made a big splash in free agency, man. We just filled holes that we created ourselves. I mean, why not just go in on Revis? He's got a non-guaranteed contract. If he performs this year, sweet. You keep him again. If you can restructure his contract in that time, sweet. If for any reason you have to cut him or trade him, you can do that because he has a non-guaranteed contract. Why not go in all in on this guy, man?
Johnny, here's what I see, and thank you for the call. I think you go all in on Revis, and as you put it, okay, the non-guaranteed. There's going to be some level of I know what you're saying because of it's the acquiring the contract that he has to try to make that deal. But what are you giving up to do it for what could potentially be a short-term relationship with the guy, number one? Number two, if I believe the Browns were competitively at the point where, say, Denver was, having just been in a Super Bowl, or you know that you're on the precipice of being a contender, and none of this suggests that they can't be a contender in 2014, but for logical conversation, I'm going to say they're not. You don't go from four wins to normally from four to contender in one, but it can happen. But I don't see that kind of investment. If they were closer to contention in real terms, you knew who the quarterback was, you knew what you had some traction going, then maybe you do that, but not under these circumstances.
Totally agree. All right, we'll be back with more thoughts on the Browns' early moves in free agency, the next steps, what's coming, your reaction at 216-578-0850. Remember, you can call us or tweet the show at Browns_daily. Nathan and Vic, it's CBD. On the other side of-